Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
After stagnating in the American League Central standings, the Kansas City Royals went on a hot streak to win 10 in a row last month. But in the last two series at home, the team's most traditional draws, the New York Yankees and St. Louis Cardinals, did not put people in the seats. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Greg Eklin of KCUR in Kansas City tells us why.
The New York Yankees normally come to Kansas City only once a year, so if you're a hardcore Yankee fan like former New Yorker Mo Moffat, you'll find a way to attend a game.
If you're diehard to your team, you'll show up.
But while Moffat showed up, plenty of diehard fans didn't and aren't coming to other games. An interleague rival, the St. Louis Cardinals, recently drew less than 30,000 in each of their games at Kansas City's Kauffman Stadium. That hasn't happened since 2007. A Friday night crowd against Seattle sold out at more than 38,000. But 2 weeks earlier, the Yankees drew only 23,000 on a Friday night. Royals Director of Ticket Sales, Steve Schiffman, closely tracks those numbers.
Attendance is a big fact. I mean, you know, in Major League Baseball, they judge you by attendance, and they also judge you by revenues.
And more revenues are created by variable ticket pricing, or as the Royals label it, dynamic ticket pricing. For example, for field box seats on the June 20th sold-out game against Seattle, fans paid $40 to $50. Against the Yankees, the price of those same seats doubled. Dynamic pricing is underway for the second year in Kansas City, and fans are still adjusting to it at a lukewarm pace. Seldom are two games priced alike.
You can look at, obviously, the opponent, the day of the week, and then really what it gets down to is if you know the pitching matchup, if Detroit was coming on a Friday night and Verlander was pitching, that might create a lot more excitement, a lot more demand, and then all of a sudden the algorithms and the dynamic pricing would say you should be charging higher pricing for this ticket in this section for this night.
27 of the 30 teams in Major League Baseball have transitioned to variable ticket pricing for single-game tickets. In the NFL, there are 10 teams on board, including the Kansas City Chiefs this year. But Chiefs president Mark Donovan says the Chiefs do it differently.
We are varying the price of the games based on demand and value. And the biggest difference is we do that before the season starts.
Changing the climate in the world of sporting event ticket sales are the ticket brokers who can purchase tickets and resell them at a price they feel the market will bear. Jeff Goodman is the CEO of Goody Tickets in Overland Park, Kansas. In his opinion, the Royals misread what the market would bear for the Cardinals and Yankees.
The pricing structure was just clearly off a little bit for the attendance.
As a result, for a national telecast, viewers around the country saw empty seats at Kauffman Stadium on a Saturday night against the Yankees. Of the 15 games in Major League Baseball that day, only the Tampa Bay Rays drew fewer fans than the Royals. The Royals played for a crowd of less than 27,000. If the Royals continue their upward climb, ticket sales director Steve Schiffman hopes the demand for tickets will increase.
I think winning is the cure of all evils, as people would say. You win, people come out and support you.
Since the price of single-game tickets can change just a few days before a game, dynamic pricing can work both ways. If the Royals reverse themselves and fade by September, you'd get a heck of a deal on a cheaper ticket. For Here and Now, I'm Greg Eklund in Kansas City.